This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, Republican from the Garden State's 5th Congressional District and member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. We want to get his thoughts in reaction to comments made by Obama Economic Advisor Paul Volcker, also a former Federal Reserve Chairman, that the value-added tax may be a necessary change here in the United States in order to pay down the debt and also cover the cost of entitlement reform. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to be with you. Thank you.
For the most part, we're seeing negative reaction to this from the Republican side of the aisle. What do you make of Volcker's call potentially for a value-added tax?
Well, I think we'll be seeing negative reaction not just from the Republican side of the aisle, but from the American public in general, because there's never a good time to raise taxes. Most people would agree. But certainly when we're going through the economic problems that we have right now, the recession and all, no one can make a valid argument to be putting more of a burden both on businesses and families of any sort of tax, including a value-added tax.
Real briefly for our listeners, explain what a VAT tax would do.
It's different from the taxes that we're used to here in the United States. It's something that, as you know, they have over in Europe. At each step along the line of production, where value is added to the process, a tax by the government is placed on that product. This is something that our administration has been saying that they don't want to do, but I think it's telling, as in your opening comments, that this is coming from not some outside source, but from the administration's very own economic advisors.
One of the comments made by those who like a value-added tax suggests that it would simplify the tax code, something that a lot of people have wanted for a long time. Some people may not even have to pay income taxes anymore, depending on how this is structured. Any merit to that argument?
Well, no, because for a couple of reasons. The first and foremost is I don't hear anyone suggesting in these proposals that we do away with the current income tax. And so you know what you end up when they propose a value-added tax is you get the worst of all cases. You end up with an income tax coming out of one pocket, a value-added tax, money coming out of your other pocket. And then, of course, if you're in a state like ours in New Jersey, sales taxes galore coming out of the third pocket. If you're not going to do away with the other taxes, this is just adding insult to injury and more money going to the federal government.
My guess is the one part you would agree with is that the deficits are too big and that the entitlements need to be reformed. What are a couple of major steps towards doing that that you think are politically viable?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I think everyone agrees that the spending is too, well, maybe not. Let me take that back. Maybe the Democrats don't agree that the spending is too large because we just saw them pass the health care bill, which is going to increase the spending at astronomical levels. And we saw their budget that has come through, and that increases spending as well. So that we're looking at deficits over $1 trillion, as they used to say, as far as the eye can see. So what needs to be done on the federal level, also on the state level, is the same as you and I do with our personal finances, is that is to live within our means. And there are viable alternatives. Look, a few years ago, members of the Republican Study Committee threw out, I think, $500 billion worth of recommendations and suggestions as far as cutting spending. We just need this administration to face reality and join with us in that fight.
Have you gotten any indication? You just talked about the health care bill a moment ago. Any indication that there is any sort of bipartisan consensus on getting this done?
No, absolutely not. I mean, first of all, there's been no bipartisan work since this administration came into town. A lot of rhetoric on the one hand saying that they want to work together, but no, they've never extended an open hand to us. They've closed Republicans, which means half of the country, out of any dialogue in committee, on the floor, otherwise. So bipartisanship has not been the name of the game by Speaker Pelosi or Harry Reid.
In terms of this value-added tax, do you see this just as a trial balloon from the administration, since it's coming from Volcker and not Tim Geithner or even the president? Do you get the sense that this is going to pretty much sink, or do you think they'll actually start pushing this?
No, I think that they'll continue to set up other trial balloons, and while the president will deny that he wants to raise taxes right up until he signs the bill.
I want to get your thoughts on one other issue before we let you go,
sure.
Congressman, and that's on financial regulatory reform. You're a member of the Financial Services Committee, which had jurisdiction over that in the House. We're about to see the Senate take up debate on this. What's your thought on what the Democrats are proposing, and what do you think is the right way to go on that?
Well, what they're proposing is a continuation of the past, and that is to use American taxpayer dollars to bail out industry. And, boy, if there's one thing we've learned through all these town hall meetings and the outrage that we've seen over the last year or so, is no more bailouts. Stop to using tax dollars to bail out failed enterprises, but that's exactly what the bill that went through the House and is now in the Senate would do, is perpetuate, institutionalize, and put in place permanently a bailout mentality in Washington. We can't go that direction. Republicans have offered alternatives to that, but it goes back to your earlier question, will they be bipartisan? I don't think so.
Congressman, unfortunately, we need to run. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.